everybody. Welcome back to Deepish Thoughts, brought to you by Z-Track Productions and Drunk and Disorderly, the podcast. I just wanted to give a shout out to Scott and Z-Track and all them doing an awesome job getting it produced. As you all know, I had to step away from it about a year ago, just because it was too much responsibility. And I want to give a shout out to Scott for recognizing what talent looks like and that I need to spend my time in front of the camera, not in front of a computer editing it. And I just want to give a thank you to Scott for understanding that, because some people didn't. And that's why I had to walk away the first time. Some people couldn't comprehend that I'm not supposed to spend my time in front of a computer editing videos. That's not what people who look like me are supposed to do. We're supposed to go on camera, we're supposed to scream controversial things, and we're supposed to collect ad revenue. I was doing those three things, and that's very draining because it's hard to do. I had 30 minutes a week I have to scream. I could not sit in front of a computer and edit those videos. And thank you to Scott for understanding that. Thank you for not being a self-absorbed twat. I appreciate it. Thank you for not accusing. Yeah, we're not even going to get into the ugly details of it. It is January 20th. Wednesday. I have been temporarily banned from Facebook. Posting, commenting, messaging. If you're trying to get at me, I know a couple people have messaged me trying to get me on some comedy shows. I'm not dodging you. Message me on Signal, Snapchat, iMessage, whatever. I'll get back. But for some reason, I've been banned from Facebook. No explanation's been provided. No appeals process has been offered. Nothing. The content moderators have declared themselves God. I was not told why I was suspended, but I was suspended for a week. The same thing happened right before the election. That might have had something to do with all the InfoWars articles that I was sharing and sending to my family. But they can't silence the truth. So I wanted to take this opportunity, since this is basically my voice, to get through to people on Facebook, because I know they post these on Facebook. This is basically my opportunity, my voice. I wanted to take this opportunity to say that Mark Zuckerberg sexually assaulted me.
Okay.
It was in the Facebook lobby 6 years ago. I was walking down for a coffee. I was on a college trip, or I was looking at different colleges and internships, and he assaulted me in the special needs restroom.
So is this the next episode of Law and Order?
Yes. Yes. Remember, this is a comedy podcast. Everything on here is satire. I don't want to get sued by people that have way more money than I do. Derek Pavelka came up next and did it for 10 grand. So that was consensual. There's a Facebook purge, and I think it's a little concerning. Like, sorry. I understand people were saying, you know, spiteful things. You had people like Milo and Alex Jones that were rather controversial, but whether you like him or not, when the sitting president gets banned from social media at the same time, every social media outlet at the same time, it's a little concerning. They banned 70,000 QAnon members at the same time, which really, that explains the 70,000 Twitter followers I lost last week. Like, okay. They said Trump incited violence. I feel like he fanned the flames, but I don't think you could say he incited it. He didn't tell people to go burn it down. He certainly didn't help. We talked about it all last week, and then they accused us of being a left-wing show, so we're not lefty cucks. This is going to be the opposite this time. But I wouldn't say he incited it. And I think there's more to be said. You know, it's easy to say, oh, Facebook and Twitter are private companies, which they're not. They take millions of dollars in federal funding every year, and they can ban whoever they want. You can say that, but like, when every election, you know, when the number one campaign strategy of every election is very rapidly approaching social media campaigning, I'm not comfortable with Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey picking winners and losers. You know, we already been over what Mark Zuckerberg did to me, and I don't think that man should have any power. And people are ridiculous. Arnold Schwarzenegger compared the riot at the Capitol to the Holocaust. I'm sorry, I think that's a little absurd. I mean, it's just, I don't even know where to begin with it. I saw people compare it to 9/11 and the Holocaust. Four people died in this. Four. There's like 6 million died in the Holocaust. Which brings me to a bigger point. How did the guy who played in Jingle All the Way become governor of California? How did the guy from two of the characters from Predator became governors of states? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura. Two people from Predator were governors elected to their state. Jesse Ventura was in that movie for like 15 seconds, and it was the greatest thing he'd ever done. And then he gets elected governor, and Arnold Schwarzenegger does too. And now Jesse Ventura's got, he works at like Walmart or something. He was going to run for president, but he was afraid of losing his health insurance at Walmart if he ran for president.
I thought he was a governor, though.
No, that was like 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I knew someone that lived in Minnesota while he was governor. And they said it was embarrassing because it was a big deal. He's a professional wrestler slash actor that had been elected governor of a state. You know, it was a big deal. And so he was on all the late night shows. And one of the hosts, I don't remember who it was. He told me who it was a long time ago, but he was on there and he goes, Jesse, so you're from rural Minnesota. Do you like hunting? He's like, you like big game hunting? And Jesse Ventura, because he used to be a Navy SEAL too. That's when he looked in the camera and went, you ever hunted people? That was a governor, a sitting official. Not as bad as Pete Ricketts, if you ask that doctor on Twitter, but it's inauguration day. Joe Biden took over as president officially. Some people still think that Joe Biden is not going to be president. There's people that still think Trump is going to be the president. Like, there's delusional and there's that. Like, in 2007, I'm a Patriots fan. I was convinced the Patriots' undefeated season was ruined by a spiteful Roger Goodell, and that those refs and Roger Goodell would go to jail because they cheated in the Super Bowl and it was going to come out after a big federal investigation. I was 11. These people are like in their 30s and 40s that somehow think to trust the plan. This is four dimensional. No, you lost. You had a bad candidate and you lost. Okay. Now this country can get back to what it's best at, which is bombing other countries for their oil. So we're back to normal. Now we just don't have to hear about it. But one of the things that bothers me is Biden wants to up the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And I had an experience the other day that I feel like should be testified in front of Congress before any type of minimum wage passes. I went to pick up Panera and she had ordered it. And we sat, I got there like 30 minutes before they closed. And so I get to the Panera and we press the arrived button because it's curbside pickup, because we Biden hadn't taken office at this point yet. So we still have to pretend like COVID's a thing. So I went, I sat outside and 20 minutes went by. I had to go bang on the window and the girl came out, didn't even know, and didn't give us the fucking drink. People like that don't deserve 15 cents an hour. They don't deserve 15. No, they were lucky that she didn't drive her car through that fucking lobby.
I wanted to.
I know. And it was ridiculous. You're going to lock me out? You see, they had an order sitting on the counter. I was sitting outside knocking on the door. I read the hours. I can see that. Why don't you connect point A and point B and get out and figure out what the fuck is going on here? But no, she hid in the back. She saw me and hid. And that's not even the worst. even the worst part was at the hardware store, and there's this old lady that can't figure out the computer, you know, on their Windows 98 that they had. And it's just a frustrating escapade. Bottom line, I want to testify before Congress, and I want to bring that girl that was working at Panera with me. And we're going to talk about why $15 an hour is about three times what the minimum wage should be in this country. Idiots. Am I wrong?
I mean, no.
On the bright side, though, the McDonald's...
Definitely not $15 an hour.
No.
That's way too much.
I think we should raise it to 20. Because the McDonald's kiosks won't fuck my order up when they replace all their workers with machines. I'd be for that. It's, oh, you're classist! This show's like 25 episodes deep. If you can't figure it out now, you're never going to. Stop watching. Anyway. The inauguration was today. Biden and Harris, they probably don't even sleep in the same bed. It's fake.
What?
There was a woman I used to work with was posting pictures of her TV on Facebook like she was there. She was posting pictures. It was our next VP, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Dr. Jill, but like pictures of her TV, just the screen in the dark room. I'm like, who watches? This is the same people that watch this watch the royal wedding. Who fucking cares? Like, did you watch the royal wedding?
Which one?
I don't know. The black girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't watch this. See, the difference is the royal wedding was just pedophiles. The inauguration was pedophiles and war criminals. That was the difference. It was war criminals and pedophiles. So that makes it worse. The royal family hasn't done dick. They're just welfare parasites that make millions of dollars.
You want to see my favorite picture?
Yeah. Pull it up and show it for the class. Is this the picture of him like sitting there? Yeah, turn it around real quick so the people can see it. Everyone knows what the picture is. If you're watching this show, you've seen the picture.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's the look of a guy who stood against big money candidates and then wound up getting threatened into endorsing both of them. What do they have on Bernie Sanders is what I want to know. Because this guy comes out about keeping Wall Street and corruption out of politics, and then he endorses like the definition of Wall Street corruption. What the fuck is that? Looks like a butt plug.
Forever spin? Maybe it is.
Oh, it's a top.
Oh.
Metal music.
Why on earth would you spend...
How much is it? Look at that. $0.
$69. Oh, $258.
For what?
$1,586 for the complete collection.
I mean, to be fair, you've spent $40 on like pineapple shaped lamps, so.
Well, that was both of us.
Like, this is interesting. So we've got right here, this is not a sponsor, by the way, Forever Spin. These are tops that apparently you charge them and they spin forever. Is that?
Oh, you charge them?
Look at it. 24 karat gold top.
But why would you want that?
Because you were robbed of a childhood? I don't know. This is quality spinning tops. Like I remember someone got me tops when I was like 7 and I was bored after a couple minutes. I can't imagine.
I would get those out of like the little like vending machine.
Yeah. Like it'd come like in your cereal. When the cereal would give you a toy,
mm-hmm.
It would come. Why would there has to be something to it? Maybe it's like a secret.
I don't think so.
This is a sex trafficking operation. There's no way anyone would pay $1,500 for a top. They're selling children. That's what it has to be. Loved worldwide in 143 companies.
Loved by teachers. Teachers can't afford that.
Damn straight they can't.
And kids. Kids don't want that. Kids just want the cheap ones.
Teachers make way too much money anyway. So I love kids. That's what teachers always tell me. I took the job because I loved. You wanted a job where you got to work 9 months out of the year and didn't get a drug test. That's what you want. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But don't act like you're not being paid. You're being compensated fairly for that. To run around with kids, especially gym teachers. These are tiny. That wouldn't even fit in a human asshole. They can't use it as a butt plug.
You could.
Depends who. Not Derek Pavelko, that's for sure. What, I can't make fun of Derek? Derek makes fun of himself. Fuck.
So you just sit there and watch it?
There's no way any kid would just... There are children watching this. There's no way any kid would sit there and...
They're all having a party watching
it. These are losers. They do a Michael Vick commercial and it's just dog fighting. They're all just standing around watching dog fighting. This is white people dog fighting. We stand around and watch a top throw money at it and how long it's going to go. God, we can't even do criminal gambling, right? White people. Anyway, I've been distracted by the butt plug tops. Back to the inauguration. Did you see any pictures from it that you felt were noteworthy?
No.
Are there any articles?
For this one.
Are there any articles out there that we can react to? People were sharing pictures of Bush and the Obamas. Like, oh, Bush and Obama—they had two war criminals. Great. You know, like, this is a shameful thing to admit. Sometimes me and my friends get together and we'll, like, laugh about people we used to be assholes to in high school. I wonder if Bush and the Obamas get together and laugh about committing genocide in Yemen. How has he redecorated it? It looks exactly the same. U.S. President or Joe Biden has redecorated the Oval Office. It looks exactly the same.
He switched out a portrait of former president Andrew Jackson in favor of Benjamin Franklin and has brought in busts of Cesar Chavez, Martin Luther King Jr., and Rosa Parks.
What about Alex Jones?
Yes.
Okay.
So, can't you see that sitting right there?
Yeah. So Andrew Jackson... I feel like putting him in there is a little incendiary.
Joe Biden has a Peloton.
Yeah, no, he can't bring it in. He can't bring a Peloton to the Oval Office because it's like they watch you through it. It's the same reason like Pentagon employees can't have TikToks. So, but I feel like Andrew Jackson, that's a little incendiary for Trump to put him, you know, the whole Trail of Tears thing. It would be kind of like putting like a Hitler picture up. like really. Probably not the president I would put it. Now, I get that it was a different time and they all did bad things, but he did something really, really bad. I would probably avoid putting Andrew Jackson up. Did you see do you have Trump's pardon list? Can you find that? You probably just Google that. He pardoned like 100 people today. Let's see if we can find it. Full list of Trump's pardons. Who do we have? Read them off once you get it.
I think the most important one is Lil Wayne.
How would you like? So there were people, and this is bullshit. Now, I'm not saying I agree. I believe that this is true or anything, but there were people who voted for Trump strictly because they thought he was a white nationalist. And I'm not saying whether or not I agree with that. There are people that voted for him because they thought he was an Aryan Nation white nationalist and that he was going to help usher in an all-white ethno state, you know, like they have in Europe. Like people keep yelling about how we should be more like those countries. Whatever. They thought Trump was going to do that 4 years ago when they voted for him. Imagine voting for a guy thinking he was going to usher in a white nationalist ethno state. only to have him pardon Little Wayne and Kodak Black at the end of his presidency. And the mayor of Detroit. Are any of these people relevant? I know Jill Exotic got screwed.
He was so excited, too.
I know. That's the biggest letdown. But it doesn't... That guy's fucking delusional. Who... Yeah, I don't recognize any of these people. No, none of them. He did Steve Bannon was the only one I saw on there that I recognized. That was like his guy that was... What if that person's related to... What if Harvey Weinstein was on there? Trump gave Jeffrey Epstein a postpartum pardon. Or postmortem pardon. Pardon's birth. That's right. But
postpartum.
Postmortem pardon. Fuck, that's a tough thing. That's a tongue twister there. Aaron Hernandez is on there. That's what he should have. He should have just been petty. And people just terrible people. He should have pardoned the coronavirus. And just.
He should have just said it was over.
Yeah, he declared
gotten rid
it.
Of like.
He did on his like list of accomplishments. He listed defeated COVID.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm disappointed that we didn't get to hear anything about Area 51 or aliens or anything like that.
He just says everything. He just gives away all of the secrets.
I was banking on it. If there was any... That's why they took his Twitter away. He was going to spill the beans on aliens. Siri, if there was any president that was going to do it, it was going to be him. Joe Biden's not going to do it.
He can't even remember.
No, Joe Biden... Yeah, Joe Biden's going to think it's something. We're still in the Roswell days in the fucking 50s. Like, he's not. No, I don't recognize any of these people. Nope. Nope. Yeah, none of them. Not a single one. Huh. You know. None of them. Anyway. Yeah, he pardoned Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. Supposedly he pardoned a bunch of people that were at the protest at the White House that you or the Capitol that you were at.
Mm-hmm.
Where you were with your megaphone and your buffalo horns.
Yeah.
This is an interesting dynamic, this Civil War thing that we've got going on. Like, cause we really are on the verge of a Civil War, and there's four sides to it, and it's just the simulation has jumped the shark here. Because you've got the four sides of the thing. You've got the cops who are apparently now good. It changes every other day. I can't keep up with it. So the cops are apparently now good. You have Antifa, who is not a real group. It's an ideology. They just have group meetings and uniforms and Facebook pages and funding. And you have the same five people that show up at every single protest. And they caravan around the country. And they have, you know, coordinated protests and all this shit, but it's an ideology. It's not a real group. You shouldn't think it's a real group. But so you have them, black-clad anarchists who support government lockdowns, okay, and gun control and universal health care, very anti-government, obviously. You have the Proud Boys who are now a white supremacist group that were started by a Native American hipster who co-founded Vice News and stole the group name from an Aladdin song. That's another. And then you have the Boogaloo Boys who walk around in Hawaiian shirts with machine guns. Those are the four sides of the American Civil War. How ridiculous is this? They're all on different sides. They've all drawn their lines and said, how ridiculous is the state of American politics? You know, like we talk shit about these like African countries because they've got these civil wars going on. They don't have black clad anarchists fighting people in Hawaiian shirts in the streets. Could you imagine how ridiculous that would be if their uniform was Hawaiian shirts? And then Trump didn't even show up to the inauguration. He was the first president since JFK to not do that.
He's probably just pouting at home.
Yep, he was. He was a sore loser like JFK. JFK was hurt that Lyndon B. Johnson was taking his job. Gave him a real headache. And anyway, thank you to our sponsor that we lost from that joke. North Spokane Apothecary. They've got some shit coming our way. I'll be doing a video review on it. Some CBD and something else, like vape flavors. I'm going to be honest, guys. This stuff's great. We should have a promo code coming out soon. I'll tell you guys, a week ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. And I smoked this every day, all day for a week, and it's gone. I am completely cured. The doctors don't know where it went. As long as I've been smoking it, I have never contracted COVID. So that's another thing. I'm pretty sure that those two are connected. What else? Do you have anything to say about the product, about the CBD, about how it's benefited you?
Completely gotten rid of my epilepsy.
Yep, she doesn't have seizures anymore. They're gone. What else can we make? What other false claims? What else is the... But it's only from this, from North Spokane Apothecary, not Rose Apothecary. I know Schitt's Creek was a good show, but this is not the same people. Do you imagine if David Rose was our sponsor? Yeah. No, that was just that is not our sponsor. C. Michael Pickens is a good friend of mine. He's not David Rose. He's even better because he sends me things for free to test out and do video reviews. We'll have one coming up soon. So you wait on that. But yeah, once my Facebook ban gets lifted by the pedophile Mark Zuckerberg, I'm not doing myself any favors. In fact, someone's going to report this video and I'm going to get banned even longer.
Probably.
Well, I'm just frustrated because I need Facebook to promote shows because I just lost 70,000 of my Twitter followers when they did the QAnon purge. So I can't promote them on there.
I thought it was 80,000.
70.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No, I'll lose the other 10 once they...
Now you still have 100,000 though, right?
No, I've got 20. Once they start banning flat earthers, I'm going to lose the rest though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just, it's not sustainable for me. I have a big flat earth following. I received a message from a guy wanting to come on as a guest on here, and I almost took it. He told me he discovered the chupacabra and that he had undeniable proof of how the earth was flat. And I remember when the Q thing started, because I had my mom is actually the one who told me about QAnon. I didn't know what the fuck it was. One of her friends fell into the rabbit hole when this shit first started. And I remember pushing at her friend. I wanted her friend to come on this show, not this show, Bread and Circus is my other show, so badly because I was going to be such a sarcastic prick when I interviewed her about this. And I was planning on making her look so fucking stupid, talking about how satanic pedophiles are running the world, and God sent a man to save the earth named Donald Trump, and that man made his living off hookers and casinos, right? That was the savior that God sent to fight the satanic pedophiles. I had these sarcastic questions made up, but she never showed. She pointed me in the direction of someone else who knew what they were talking about. She never replied to me. I think she knew what I was doing. I think she knew it was a setup from the get-go. But yeah, so QAnon and my QAnon followers and my Flat Earth followers. So that's a big genre in comedy. Flat Earthers buy tickets.
Is it?
Also, yeah, they love to come out to the shows.
And be made fun of?
No, that's my following, my fan base is the Flat Earth, okay. The Flat Earthers. So anyway, this has been Deepish Thoughts. See you next week. Our guest, Kyle Rittenhouse from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Peace out.